This is continuation. This is class number 14, October 13, 2009. Damayanti's love offering, we heard that she especially made this bitter shukta as built-in medicine to cure indigestion from all the preparations of hers that Lord Chaitanya may eat. And then the story goes on, or a few more verses. Priyena sangratya vipaksha sanidav upahitam vakshasi pivaristani sarjam nakachit vijahu jalavalim vasanti hi premni gunanu vastuni. This is from a poem by Bharavi, Kirtarojiniya. A dear lover strung a garland and placed it on the shoulder of his beloved in the presence of her co-wives. She had raised breasts and was very beautiful. Yet, although the garland was tainted with mud, she did not reject it, for its value lay not in material things but in love. Very interesting. Krishna's Kaviraj is inserting this verse of Kavi, of poetry, after talking about Shukta, talking about a bitter sabji, bitter vegetable called Shukta, and some other sweets and preparations that she prepared for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya. And the Shukta was included in those offerings as an anecdote for stomach acid. If Lord Chaitanya ate too much of her other preparations, then he could eat this bitter vegetable to cure his stomach ailment. And this particular preparation was full of the most concentrated love of Damayanti. She thought most about this and most about Lord Chaitanya when she was preparing it, the utmost concern and attachment. So directly following this verse, of course Lord Chaitanya was very pleased with that offering of Shukta. Then this verse is included about a lover stringing a garland, but that garland somehow was lying on the ground or got some mud on it. So it wasn't really flawless or pukka, because there's some mud on the flower garland. But when the beloved received that, she didn't reject it, because because the value of that garland was not the material constituents of the garland, or the purity or beauty of the flowers, but the value of that garland was in the love. Vasanti hi premni guna na vastuni. Vastu means the objects or the substance. Guna na vastu, the quality. The quality of the objects or the quality of the substances did not matter. It was the love. Vasanti hi premi. It was the prema vas. The love. Vasanti hi premni guna navastuni. What was important about that flower garland, what was valuable about that flower garland, is what was residing within it. Vastuni prem. Vas. Brajavas. Residing within that flower garland was all the love of the beloved. Of course, the flowers were covered with mud. There was some mud here and there dabbed on the flowers, and they were maybe a little wilted or maybe a little broken. It didn't matter. But that lover accepted it. Why? Because she was so thrilled that, oh, my beloved is singling me out. There are many other lovers here. There's only one. There's many Nayakas here, many lovers, but there's only one hero. And he's putting this garland on me. Oh, I'm special. Okay, there's mud on it. But this garland indicates that by placing this garland, which may have some flaws, but because he placed it on me, this indicates that he has more love for me than for them, the other ones. So therefore, I accept this recognition and this honor that he's showing me. And then, so in the same way, Damayanti made many preparations for Lord Chaitanya, but in this one preparation of this bitter vegetable, which doesn't seem to match the quality and the good attributes of the other sweets and sweet rice and samosas and many other tasty and delectable other vegetables and preparations, this is some bitter thing. Doesn't seem to have the quality and characteristics and good qualities of all the other offerings, but because it was made with some special love and special attention, then this is like this garland. That is why he's bringing in this verse. Very interesting. Now back to the different preparations. Daniya mohariya tandula gundakariya narubadi jachi chini pakakariya. Damayanti, she powdered coriander and anise seeds, cooked them with sugar, and made them into sweetmeats in the shape of small balls. Shunti kanda naru ara amapitahara pritak pritak pandi vastra kutali bitara. Damayanti made sweet balls with dried ginger to remove mucus caused by too much bile. She put all these preparations separately into small cloth bags. So she made these nice sweets and she packaged them especially. Koli shunti koli chorna koli kanda ar katanama laiva shataprakara achar. She made hundreds of varieties of condiments and pickles and koli shunti koli churna koli kanda and many other preparations. How many can I name? Nari kela kanda naru aranaru ganga jal chirastaye kanda vikar kari lasakal. She made many types of sweets shaped in round balls. Some were made with powdered coconut and looked as white as the water of the Ganga. She made many varieties of long-lasting sugar confections. In other words, they were eaten for 1 year, so they had to last a long time. Chirastai kirasar mandari vikar amrita kapura ari aneka prakar. She made long-lasting cheese and many types of sweets with milk and cream and many varieties of preparations like amrita karpura. Shali kachuti danyara atapa chirakari nutan basera bara kutahali sababari. She made flat rice and filled a large bag made of new cloth. You know this flat rice? Flat rice. Chiradari. Kateka chira hudam kari griteti bhajiya chinipaki narukaila karpurari dhya. She made some of the flat rice into puffed rice, fried it in ghee, cooked it in sugar juice, mixed in some camphor and rolled it into balls. Shali danyara tandula bhaja churna kariya grita shikta churna kaila chini pakadiya karpura maricha lavanga ilachi rasavas churna diya naru kaila paramasavas. Many nice things. She made fried grains of fine rice, moistened the powder with ghee, and cooked the solution in a solution of sugar, some kind of sugar-fried rice balls. Then she added camphor, black pepper, cloves, cardamom, and other spices, rolled the mixtures into balls that were very palatable and fragrant, aromatic. This is a little bit puzzling for the cooks in the audience. Exactly. Well, how she did what she did, we don't know, but a lot of little round, tasty sweets. Spicy, sweet, tasty, crunchy, chewy, gooey, and all the other good things to make a good preparation. Shali danyara kai puna kritite bhajiya chini paka urdakala kapuradidiya. One thing you can note here in these descriptions, a lot of these sweets, they have karpur, which means camphor. This is one of the great secrets of gourmet cooking, of milk sweets and other types of sweets. When offered to Krishna or Lord Chaitanya, this art of using camphor in cooking sweets is most required. If you go to any temple, any ancient temple in India, Tirupati Balaji or Rangaji in South India, or Jagannathji in Jagannath Puri, or Dwarkadish or Badrinath, Nadikeshava Padmanabh, any great old temple in India, everywhere in these temples, every day, they're offering so many varieties of sweets with camphor, karpur, because this is what Krishna likes. And there's two kinds of camphor. There's edible camphor, which you can eat, put in sweet rice. And then there's chemical camphor, which most people buy and use for puja and other items. So edible camphor, of course, you can eat it and cook with it. What camphor does, when camphor is mixed with sugar in a sweet, it does two things. One thing is that camphor increases the saturation power of the sugar. The sugar in that item saturates the other items around it and the sweetness of sugar becomes suffused and spread throughout the items in a more powerful way. And the second thing that happens is when you eat food with camphor, it opens up the nasal passages. When you eat some food with camphor, it actually opens up the nadis leading to the brain. From the mouth and palate up to the brain, up to the mind, actually there's some channels, some nadis or channels. So when you eat food with camphor, it opens those up and you feel a certain kind of exhilarating experience. This is the science of cooking. And of course, Prabhupada, he introduced this cooking with camphor in ISKCON. And I know in Los Angeles, many devotees were trained personally by Prabhupada how to make sweets. And we have tasted those sweets. And when you eat a sweet, if you eat a sweet and it has sugar, everything, but no camphor, all right, something nice, okay, some sweet, milk sweet or whatever. But then you eat a sweet with camphor, and the sweetness itself is extraordinary. It takes on a new dimension. But then when you eat that sweet, it opens up the connection between your mouth and your brain. It becomes like a uplifting. Actually, when you eat a sweet with camphor, it becomes like an uplifting experience. So she's really having a good time here, Damayanti, making all these wonderful preparations. And she took parched rice from fine paddy, fried in a ghee, cooked it in sugar solution, mixed in some camphor, made a preparation called ukda or mudki. Futkale churnakari grite bhajalila chinipaki kapuradi dia naru koila. She made another sweet with peas that were powdered peas, fried in ghee, then cooked in sugar juice. Camphor was added, then a mixture was rolled into balls. So it's a pea sweet. Very interesting. Peas, you know, peas, lentils, peas. Kaitena jani nam e janme jahar ache nana bakshi dravya sahastra prakar. I really cannot name all the various wonderful sweets that Damayanti made, even if I had a whole lifetime to tell you. That's a lot of sweets. And he says, bakshi dravya sahastra prakar. Damayanti made hundreds and thousands of varieties of sweets. Sahasra. Now that's a lot of chapan bhog. Chapan bhog is 56. So hundreds and thousands, that's many 56s. Raga vera agya ara kariena damayanti tunhara prabhute sneha paramabhakati. Damayanti made all these preparations under the order of her brother, Raghava Pandit. Well, that's a good way to get your work done. So the brother gave the order, that was nice, and she did all the work. Both Raghava Pandit and Damayanti had unlimited affection for Mahaprabhu, and they were very advanced in devotional service, Paramabhakati. Ganga mritika ani vastrete chaniya, panparikariya dila ganda dravya dia. Damayanti took mritika, Ganga mud. We heard about ghee and cheese and wheat and rice. Now she's taking Ganga mud from the bank of the Ganga. She dried it out in the sun because it was wet. She ground it to a fine powder. She sifted it through a fine cloth. She mixed in aromatic ingredients and rolled it into small balls. Apparently, she even made mud pies. So Damayanti is taking mud from the bank of the Ganga and put in some spices and roll it into a ball. And apparently she's also served that to Lord Chaitanya. Ganga mud sweets ki. Patala amriti patri sandanari bhari arasabha vastu bhari vasura kutahali. The condiments and similar items are put into thin earthen pots. Everything else is put into small cloth bags. Samanya jali haite dvigun jali kaila paripati kari sabha jali baraila. From small bags, Damayanti made bags that were twice as large. Then with great attention, she filled all the large ones with the small ones. Jali bhandi mohar dila agraha kariya tina bujhari jali wahi krama kariya. Damayanti wrapped and sealed every bag with great attention, and the bags were carried by three bearers, one after the other. Sangshepe kahilon e Jalira Vichar Raghavera Jalibali Vikyati Jahar. Thus I have briefly described the bags that have become famous as Raghavera Jali. So that's a fact that this festival, which is held every year for the last 500 years, right before Rath Yatra, when all the devotees from Sri Kanda and Kulinagram and Navadvip and of course Panihati, they walk or come by train nowadays, and they come to Jagannath Puri and they carry these same three bags, and it's called a Raghavera Jali Mahotsav. Raghavera Jali Mahotsav, the festival of the bags of boga or food to be offered to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And they come every year, and you can see that and take part in that festival and eat some of those offerings also. So this concludes the story of Damayanti's love offering. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.